Thanks for listening to the Gathering House Podcast.
All right, I'm going to pray to get us started, and then we'll jump in. Father God, Lord, I thank you so much for just your protection today. God, I pray that there would just be peace in the classrooms, God. Any students that are coming in with fear, any adults that are coming in with fear, God, that you would just calm that and just bring us peace today. God, that there would be protection through the storms and protection for the families and our houses. And God, that you would just be with us today and tonight, that we would just be covered by you, Father. Lord, we thank you for that. I ask you to just bless this time today and be an encouragement to us. In Jesus' name, amen. So I wanted to share, I hadn't really connected the dots on this one until we were talking about the storms, about Jesus walking on water in Mark chapter 6. And just been praying about kind of what to share, what to talk through. And in Mark, when Jesus gets ready to walk on water, he first sends his disciples off. This is after the feeding of the 5,000. He goes away to pray in the mountains, and he tells the disciples, hey, you guys go hop on a boat and travel across. I'm good, right? I'll catch up with you. And so they're rowing the boat, and the scripture says in Mark 6:45 is where it starts. So they go in the crowd, and then in 47 it says, as the night fell, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and Jesus was alone on land, and the wind was against the disciples, and he could see that they were straining at the oars, trying to make headway. And then when it was almost morning, Jesus came to them walking on the surface of the water as he started to pass by them. When they all saw him walking on the waves, and they thought he was a ghost, and screamed out in terror. But he said to them, "Don't yield to fear, have courage. It's really me, I am." And so I think it's just this really cool moment that sometimes we can miss in the brevity of, like, Jesus walked on water. And when people talk about Jesus walking on water, it's like, that was the big thing, right? He walked on water. And yes, it's a massive thing, but there's so many other little things inside of that, that one, there's some heavy winds and some storms that are happening in their boat and in their space, and they're struggling and they're trying to row and trying to push forward. And it just, I mean, if they're traveling across the lake and they're in the middle when night falls and Jesus still makes it to them, like, they're not gaining any ground. They're basically standing still at this point, rowing as fast as they can to try to get across this lake, and the wind is just beating against them. And I think that's one of the things that we can get lost in the moment of Jesus walking on water and miss some of the other stuff that happens. And what I see happening in this is, the first is, it's nighttime and they're in the middle of this gigantic lake. And the Bible says that Jesus sees them struggling. Like, he sees through the darkness, sees through the storm, through the wind. And I don't know if you've ever been out to the beach, like when it's windy and all of the chop and the wind, I mean, you're not seeing very far. And then you add nighttime into that, out in the middle of the wilderness. Like, this is a supernatural seeing. And I think that's one of the big things that really stands out to me is, inside of our storms, inside of the times when we feel like we are really pushing forward and really struggling to just take one step, what stands out is that Jesus sees us. Like, he sees through all of our storms. He sees through all of the dark, and he sees us, and he watches us. And I always kind of walk through this space where I don't know why God waits when we're in the middle of these storms. Like, I don't know why it seems like he waits until the last minute, the last hour. Like, they're struggling all night. And then it's not until morning, close to morning, that Jesus comes walking out on the water. Like, he's sitting there on the shore watching them struggle. And I don't know if he's sitting there in the space going, all right, guys, I've been teaching you about faith. Like, you just saw me multiply these 5 loaves of bread into feeding 5,000. You just saw this. Like, have faith, have faith. And he's waiting to see if they'll get it, if they'll grasp it, if they'll understand. And finally goes, all right, you still need a little more direction. I'm coming, you know, but it says that he waited until that fourth, you know, they call it the fourth quarter of the, you know, it was almost morning. He waited. And I think that's one of the things that I think is important for us just in this space of we walk through storms. We walk through difficult times. We walk through spaces where there is unknown ahead. They're out in the middle of the lake. And I think if they're in the middle of the lake and there's storms and it's windy, they probably don't know how far they're not getting. They just know they've been rowing for a long time. They don't realize they're stuck in the middle of the lake. They're just rowing and battling the storm, and maybe they're losing ground, but they keep going and they keep pushing in all the wrong ways, right? Rather than just telling the wind and the storms to stop, rather than commanding that, you know, they gain ground in this, they keep fighting under their own power and their own strength, rowing and rowing and rowing and struggling with this until Jesus shows up. And I think it's just one of those things that for us, when we look at where we're at in the unknown, in the storms, we don't get to see ahead. We don't get to see what's happening and what's going on. But inside of that, when we're faced with a storm, when we're faced with an unknown future, an unknown difficulty in life, we have two options. We can let fear subside or let fear take over and let us sit in that space where we struggle under our own strength, or we can step into faith and say, you know what? I might be in a storm, but here's what I know. I don't know when God will step in, but I know he will. And we give it to him and just say, all right, you know what? I don't have to actually fight this wind. I don't have to fight these waves. I don't have to fight this storm. All I have to do is look to Jesus, because he's been watching. He's been looking to me and just say, all right, this was never my storm to fight anyways. This was never my battle to be in charge of. It was yours. And so I just, as we get into this season and space of storms, and I mean, you know, we have a literal storm coming apparently today. Life is full of storms, and I think even as teachers, you guys face the storms. And I know there's some uncertainty and some unknowns inside of the future of what happens in school and what next year looks like and the space that we sit in. And I think what I want most for you guys to hear is you don't have to be in control of that storm. God already is. You don't have to battle out with the oars and exhaust yourself, because Jesus is standing at the shore looking through all that. He's watching and he's seeing you. He sees you inside of those moments, inside of those struggles, and he's saying, hey, I'm coming. You may not see the way. Like the disciples didn't, they took the boat. They didn't expect to see Jesus walking across the water, but there's always a way for him to get where he's at to where you are. Whether it's by miracle or by whatever, he's there. And so I want to encourage you guys with that to say, hey, like, one, it's tough to be in an unknown space, to not see what's ahead. And we've been there. Rochelle and I have been there. We've been in places where we don't know what's next. We don't know what the future holds. We've been in a space where we walked away from our jobs, turned in our resignations because we felt like God said the time is done, and we turned in our resignations with no jobs lined up. Both of us full time said, here you go. We don't know what's next, but we know God said this isn't it. And I don't know how I'm going to make money. I don't know where it's going to come from, but I know this storm is not my storm. This is not where I need to be. And so I have to be obedient. I have to have faith. I have to step out. And so I think it's that space of just trusting and saying, look, God's not surprised by any information you get or anything you're walking through. It doesn't surprise him. It doesn't catch him off guard. He knows it's coming. He saw it coming. And what he's preparing is provision and an opportunity for you to see how much he loves you every step of the way. And so I just want to encourage you with that, and say, one, we're praying for you, but also God's got you. Like, it's an opportunity for trust. It's an opportunity for you to grow your faith and to step out. The choice is really up to you. Do you step into fear or step into faith? You know, when Jesus comes walking on water, only one disciple got out. I mean, you think about that, like all the things that they've seen. Why didn't all 12 get out? And then when one gets out, still only one got out. Only one was willing to take that step. And so it's not something that is easy to do by any means, but the reward is a strengthened faith. And so step out inside of that storm. You don't have to fight it on your own. Know that we're praying for you guys. We love you. We're here for you. And I can tell you, as somebody who's walked through the unknown and still walks through the unknown and still doesn't walk through it with faith every time, God always provides. It may not be how we saw it or how we thought, but he always provides. And so I just I want to encourage you guys with that. We love you, and we're praying for each and every one of you guys inside of all of your situations. And I don't even know what they are. I'm not, you know, saying I need to know or any of that, because I can pray that God takes care of you in the way you need to be taken care of, because he does know. He sees you. And so just know we're praying. But I'm going to pray, close it out, and then we'll do prayer requests. Father God, Lord, I thank you that you see us. Lord, I thank you that you give us the opportunity to practice our faith, God. Lord, to step out inside of that space. And God, that you hear us. You hear our heart. You hear our cries. You hear our struggles. You see our storms, God. And Lord, I just pray that as we're facing this season of unknown and these times where it's an opportunity for us to either step back into fear or step out of the boat into faith, God, that you would just give us the courage and the strength to say, I'm not willing to be led by fear anymore. That I want to step out in faith. I want to step out in your goodness, in your love, in your mercy. God, that you would just be there as a comforter inside of that unknown, that when it gets difficult, when it gets tough, that you would just give us the strength we need to stay resolute inside of our faith, God. Lord, we thank you for that. I thank you for your provision as a God who loves us and cares about us. God, that we would see that, see your hand at work in our life, that we would see you as an active part, not just someone that sits up in the heavens and watches down below, but someone who is active in our life. God, I thank you for that. I pray that you would just be with us today, and I pray for continued protection over everyone here, over all the teachers, all the students in this community, Father. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to the Gathering House podcast. If you want to support us, you can give your donation at our website at gatheringhouse.co.